Introspection on Dad's birthday. He had always wanted a boy. How cliche is that first line? Like every father who always seems to want a boy, he got two girls instead. I, being the oldest, and not knowing 11 years after I came into the picture I'd have a younger sister, wanted to be the son he didn't have. I was a tomboy. I tried playing sports, but ended up hurting my knee instead. I had more guy friends. I liked his favorite sports teams, and even told myself I'd go hunting with him when I got older. I rode four-wheelers when other girls were doing their nails. I always picked basketball shorts over skinny jeans, and I would rather practice my golf swing than go shopping at the mall. I would throw a softball in the yard to work on my throwing arm, and even tried out skateboarding. That was before I fell on my shoulder and screwed up my elbow. When I would spend my weekends with him, I would stay outside talking with him and his friends, rather than sit inside and cook with the wives or girlfriends. I wanted to be the son my dad would never have. Even now, I'll wear dresses and take time to do my makeup, but I'll always pick sweatpants over a skirt. When I told him I was thinking about joining the military, I could hear the pride in his voice. He would have a daughter that would be like a son and follow in his footsteps and carry on the Dunbar tradition. He could tell his buddies that his baby girl was serving her country and doing something that entitled honor. She was doing something her father had done. I know he would always be proud of me, regardless of whether I had been a girl or a boy, regardless of whether I had been a star athlete or a bum on the street. I know he would always be proud of me, even if I wasn't his son at all. I thought that by being the child he had always wanted, that maybe he would have been in my life more. It didn't bring him around, but now I understand why. He wasn't the man that was ready to be a father. He wouldn't be until my younger sister was born. He wasn't the man he wanted to be, the man he needed to be to raise two daughters. He told me he didn't want to corrupt my mind, but even without him around, a large part of who I am grew from the man I thought he was. What I'm trying to say is, happy birthday, Dad. Thank you in equal parts for not being there and for being there. I am the woman I want to be and the daughter you never planned to have. I will be the wife of a man who will carry your good qualities, but not your bad ones. You taught me what not to look for, but also how to love someone who isn't what I expected. I grew up faster, and I grew into my own skin, because once I realized that you loved me regardless, I became who I wanted to be. I became the lady you never expected to have as a daughter.